The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here this evening, and in 2025, things are done a little bit differently. Tonight, we are going to have two boys' games for you. Both of the winners will be going to the state championship game, okay? And so that's how it's going to shake out tonight. Tomorrow night, it'll be the two girls' games, and the two winners of those games will be going to the state tournament. Now, all of them going to be just down the road here, not very far south of us, in Bramlage. On the Kansas State campus. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio this evening. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. Great to have you. Long word. Valley Heights High School, and tell you what, the VA guy, I think he's getting the gear all working. Yeah, there we go. Getting a few little wrinkles worked out, getting the fresh batteries in. It's all going to be fine. And, well, he is introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Mission Valley here tonight. How about that? We're going to start off with Mission Valley. They're going to be starting 5'7" senior Luke Dudley, 6' senior Hunter Kenbrink, 5'10" senior Porter Dieters. Connor Haitling, he is a senior at 6'1", and rounding it out, all five senior starters at 6'4". At the post, it'll be Davion Jones. So far, Mission Valley, Dudley, Kenbrink, Dieters, Helting, and Jones. For the Valley Falls Dragons, under head coach Caleb Gapsmeyer, his assistant coach Rodney Watson. Valley Falls coming in out of the Northeast Kansas League, and they're going to be starting the five. If you follow the Dragons at all, you are familiar with this group. Is it going to be Hayden Kearney, the 5'8" senior? 5'11" sophomore Damian Cervantes. Senior at 6'2", Trenton Van Houten. You'll have 6'2" junior Colin Kearney. And tonight, wearing number 13, it'll be Flint Seymour. He is a junior. Flint is 6'1". Valley Falls is going to be in the home whites tonight. So they'll have the white uniforms with the gold and black lettering and trim. And for the Vikings of Mission Valley, they are going to be in maroon with gold. So kind of give you some idea what we're looking at out here on the floor. Nice crowd, not an SRO crowd, but we're still, I'm sure, going to have a lot of Morehamout Academy fans that are going to be making their way in for game number two tonight, which, of course, is going to be MHMA and Rossville. So that's going to be another good one. We're going to have a vote here for you on Care Radio. We're set to go there with game one. Hope you enjoy it. The Dragons and the Vikings, and the ball goes up the tip of the way. Mission Valley's going to control it down, and we're underway. Mission Valley going to be going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. They're going to swing it over to the left side. Of course, Valley Falls will stay in there. Player defense driving across, crossover layup. It's up, it's in. Quickly, Mission Valley on the and they lead 2-0. First possession of the ball game for Valley Falls. Dragons are going to lob underneath. on the floor one time, twisting, turning from beneath the goal. The shot is going to be up and good. So the Dragons come right back on a bucket by Kearney. And Colin will have his first points. We are even to two. 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Feed over to the right side. The three-pointer airborne up too long. Rebound tipped out on the floor. Going to be saved in by Valley Ball. Cervantes is going to bring the ball up the floor. Stop at the top. Kicked over to the right side. A running three. No. The really long rebound going to be thrown down by Mission Valley and Adon Jones. Mission Valley will walk the ball into the forecourt, slides it over to the left side, brings it over there to Luke Dudley. They'll run a little basic, very basic motion offense, right to left, around the perimeter to the three-point ring. Now the feed down to the baseline. The shot goes up. A bucket, and it's going to be a plus one. So foul is going to be on Cervantes. It'll be his first. Count the basket for Peters. He has all scoring and has a chance to make it a conventional three-point play. Coming up to the free throw line is going to be Porter Dieters. Right-handed shooter, flips it up. It's going to be a little bit short, and a rebound underneath. It'll be hauled down by Valley Falls. Colin Kearney coming up with a basketball, and here's Cervantes into the forecourt. Back out on top to Kearney, dumps it over to the right side. Hayden will work to the top now. So we have both Hayden and Colin on the floor at this point. Top side is going to be Flint. Little skip pass underneath. The ball batted away. It's going to be safe. Valley, little left-handed shot. Up and in. Colin with four. It is a 4-4 game, and we are at 6-11 to go in the opening quarter. High school basketball, boys high school basketball, Class 2A substate here at Valley Heights High School. And by the way, this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and a member high school to the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Davion Jones is going to get the quarterback from underneath. It is now 6-4. Mission Valley in front. A lot of valleys up here tonight, okay? You got Mission Valley. You got your Valley Heights. You got your Valley Falls. All of them here tonight with Rossville. 5:27 to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along relatively briskly. The feed over to the left side. Flint will go to the baseline. Drive in, back in, charge. Yep. Solid call by the official. Flint Seymour picking up his first foul. It'll be team foul two by Valley. And at 5:21 to go in the opening quarter, back up with it will come the Vikings. Looking at the near side, I thought, did somebody bring us something into the ball game, and I'm scanning out there? I don't think so. Looks like the starting five still out of the court for both of these teams. Haitling and Jones, Dieters, Ken Brink and Dudley for Mission Valley. 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Again, they go back to that motion offense, play off the screen at the top, change directions, back into the lane, turn, spin, 8-footer good. And right now for Mission Valley, Dieters has the hot hand. It is 8-4. Vikings down front. A little inside 5 minutes ago. Feet's going to go underneath. A little reverse layup. Got it. Colin Kearney. It is 8-6. So early going in this game, these two teams are just kind of playing it. Just kind of face up. Very tough defense. Nobody trying to do anything probably beyond what they have been doing for the past 4 months. Here's a little crossover to the left side, back away, thinking about the three, not feeding down to the left block where the head fake loses the defender, and the layup is going to be up and good for Haitling. 10-6, Mission Valley. Dragons will skip it out on top, and Valley Falls will reset the offense. Here's Trenton Van Houten with it, dumps it over to the right side. Cervantes plays off the screen on the give and go underneath the Flint. Flint falling away. Shot up, won't go. Rebound again. It's going to be Jones. Here comes Mission Valley. Vikings with the basketball, leading it by four, and now palming it over, coming up the court. I like the crew here tonight. They are calling things that we don't necessarily always see get called. It's a very basic, fundamental kind of handling the basketball and kind of skills and drills. So they're calling it pretty closely. Here's a feed over to the left block. Spinning, twisting, turning. The shot goes up. The foul gets called. Dragons coming to the line for two. The whistle is going to be on Mission Valley's Luke Dudley. It'll be his first. It is team foul one for Mission Valley, and coming to the line, little left-handed shot, up and perfect. Colin Kearney continues to have a huge start to the game. That is his seventh point already. Matter of fact, he still has all the Valley ball scoring. The 6'2" junior sends this one up and in. And it is 10-8. Mission Valley with the basketball, leading it by a pair. They'll step inside the three-point ring. Great defense. They don't allow access. Drive to the baseline, falling away. The shot is good. First bucket of the game for Ken Brink. And it is 12-8. And right now these two teams are shooting phenomenal numbers. We have seen very, very few misses on trips up the floor. These teams know what is at stake. They know what is in the balance here tonight. Here's a running, falling away shot that's up, no good of the rebound. It's going to be saved in Dragon. Way out on top of it is going to be Colin. Kearney works to the left side. Nothing doing. Comes off the screen. Dumps it over to Van Houten. Comes back out on top. Damian will go three. In, out, off the rim, off the rim, out the rim, and in. That thing just danced and danced on the rim, and the first three-pointer of the night will belong to Valley Falls. It is 12-11. Vikings with a basketball, leading it by one, and on the drive down to the baseline, we're going to get a couple of bumps, and we get a whistle and a Valley Falls foul. Call is going to be on Colin Kearney, his first. For Valley Falls, it'll be team foul three. Mission Valley has committed just one so far, and we're at 2:29 to go in the opening quarter. Vikings bring it in all alone at the baseline. The big man, Davion Jones, but the inbound pass just easily up and in. Vikings by three. Valley Falls fans have traveled really well here tonight. Now stepping into the lane, the 14-foot shot is up and short. And again, Jones is going to sweep down the rebound. He is easily the biggest man on the floor. Driving on the other end, the left-handed shot, good. Tim Brink has four. Valley Falls, take it a timeout. First time out of the ball game, coming with exactly 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is Mission Valley 16, Valley Falls 11.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Good to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening. Joseph, producing and engineering back in the renowned Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Kelsey here, courtside, and coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls will have the same five. They're starting five out of the court. They'll go back door. It's a shot up the window. It's off the glass. A good Hayden Kearney for two. 16-13. Mission Valley by three with a minute 40 to go in quarter number one. High scoring, you say? I would agree with that right now. Mission Valley works again that motion around to the left. Now backing in, off the screen. No big guy. Lashes to the top, dumps it over to the left side. 17-footers off the window, no good. Jones coming down with a rebound in the lane. Dumps it off on top. Wide open, uncontested three, won't fall. And rebound pulled down by Colin. Kearney coming up with a basketball, brings it up for himself, dishes over to the left side. Trenton, Van Houten shot is up, no push back up and in. Trenton got his own board and put it back. 1 point game, 16-15. 1 minute to go in the first. From the right side, the three. Wide left, rebound, a whistle, a foul on the board. Fisher's going to make his way over to the near side. The foul is going to be on. I think it means 40. He says 40. Oh, I see what we got out there. I don't see who we've got out there. Mission Valley's got a 44, and he picks up that foul. We do not have a 44 in our scorebook, so we'll get that fixed here in a little while. 16-15, Valley Falls with the basketball, trailing by one. We're in the final minute of the opening quarter. Back it away, all the way out into the center circle is going to be Trenton. Van Houten looks over at the official, makes sure that he's got separation, now slides over to the right side. Give and go into the lane, the feed over to the baseline. We're going to get another offensive foul on the Dragons. This whistle is going to be on Colin Carney. It will be his second. And the leading scorer for Valley Falls in a little trouble. Is he going to come out? I would suspect he would. And he does. Coming into the game for the Dragons is going to be Jenner Young. Jenner, the 6'4" sophomore for Coach Gansmeyer, comes into the game, and we've got a half a minute to go in the first. Michigan Valley would appear to be slowing it down. Going to look for that final shot of the opening quarter as they lead by one. Way up top side with it. Porter Dieters. Dieters has been running this club from the one spot. He'll slide to the right. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Cuts into the lane at six. Goes up. Shot blocked. Rebounding it down, Valley. 2 seconds. 1 second at the buzzer. We get a foul, and there are going to be free throw shot. We will see how they're going to handle this, how they're going to administer this. The foul is going to be on Mission Valley. The whistle on Samuel Bryan. And are they going to put time on the clock? It is 0.0. Are they going to send the teams to the sideline and have the free throw shot with an empty court? That is going to happen. So we're going to hang on to Joseph. We'll see if Valley Falls will lead or trail or be tied. Well, they're not going to lead. The first free throw rims out, won't go. Trenton Van Houten with a chance to tie this thing with no time on the clock at the end of the quarter. He does. One quarter in the books here in Valley Heights High School. Class 2A Sub-State basketball after one. It is Mission Valley and Valley Falls all tied at 16.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Welcome back to Valley Heights High School. Here near Blue Rapids, Kansas. I'm not sure what the mailing address actually is up here, but these two teams could not be more alike at the end of the opening quarter. The score, 16-16. Each team has four guys who have scored. Each team has four starters who have scored. Each team has a leading scorer, Kearney with eight, and Dieters with six. I mean, they have done many, many things similarly, and Valley Falls has the ball to begin the second quarter. The driving shot, Hayden Kearney. Valley goes in front, 18-16. We're just moments into the second quarter. Here come the Vikings. They'll swing it over to the left side to Connor. Hayden will go down to the baseline. A little head fake. Follow shot is up. It's high off the window and good. And I like the way Dieters put that shot up. The defender was right there, so he just leans back and kicks it way high off the top of the square. And a game tying again now at 18. 7:17 to go in the half. Falling away. One-handed shot. Rolls up. No good. Rebound. Flint. And he gets fouled. Flint Seymour coming to the free throw line. For Valley Falls, the whistle on Porter Dieters. For Dieters, it'll be foul number one. It is going to be the first foul of the game for Mission Valley. Flint's free throw. It's there. And that is his first point of the evening. Takes his time. The crowd grows very quiet. The second shot, yeah, he'll get them both. Flint Seymour taking a pair. Valley Falls with his first lead in a very long time with 7 minutes to go in the first half. It is 20-18 Dragons. Pivoting, spinning, twisting with the right foot. Ball comes back out on top. Luke Dudley goes left side. Jones Back over to the right, into the hands of Tenbrink. Spins into the lane. Offensive foul, Tenbrink. See, you can tell that the officials here tonight are, I'm not looking to call them more strict. I'm not looking to call them old school. I'm thinking that they are just doing a very solid job of administering this game so far. We're at 6:44 to go in the opening half. 20-18, Valley Falls with the ball and the two-point lead. Right side of the free throw line, it's going to be Flint. Seymour will dish it back over to the left. Carney, way back out on top. Flint swings it over to the left side. Van Houten, it's three. It's off the rim. No. Rebound off the floor to Mission Valley. Connor Haitling coming out with a basketball. Here come the Vikings. Coast to coast, down the pass left, and stepping inside and traveling with a basketball. Again, fundamental calls that we don't necessarily see a ton of. But that pass was kicked over into the corner. The shooter from deep in the corner squared up, took that extra movement of the feet. 6:15 to go in the half. Valley, back up court, still hanging on to that two-point lead. Dragons go way over to the right side. Jenner Young still in the game. Here's a three from straight away. It's up and good. It's a 3+1. And what had happened was Valley Falls set up a mismatch. The shot from the top by Trenton Van Houten, stepping up in an effort to guard and defend him, Connor Haitling. And Connor's a big guy, but he is a big guy. And really, 20 feet away from the rim, not his place. Free throws up and good. Not necessarily the place he's going to want to be. A four-point play for Van Houten. It is 24-18. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Dragons. Six to go in the first half. Big possession here for the Vikings. If they're going to stay close at this juncture of the game, they're going to need to come up with some points. They cannot let Valley Falls get a big lead on them. They'll get deep trouble early. Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Valley Falls basketball. So it will be Damian Cervantes bringing it in play right in front of the Dragon bench. And walking it up the floor, Hayden Carney. Hayden swings it over to the right side. Flint goes and go underneath. Backdoor shot won't fall for Van Houten. And rebound saved away by the Vikings. Nice bit of defense coming up with that board. Spinning into the lane, twisting, turning, now feeding it over to Jones, loses the handle, drops the shoulder, puts up the shot, gets fouled. That's a bang-bang play. Could have easily been an offensive foul as Jones comes down and kind of squares up with that shoulder. Instead, the foul is going to be on it, Jenner Young. It'll be Jenner's first. It'll be Valley Falls' first, second quarter foul. And the free throw right in there. That is the fifth point so far this evening for Davion Jones. And Davion, big, strong guy, broad at the shoulder, 6'4" senior. The second free throw does not go in. The offensive rebound, no. Followed up, missed. Offensive rebound, followed up, a foul. It won't go in. And a couple of more free throws coming up for Mission Valley. This time it'll be Porter Jeters at the line. And again, it's going to be a quick second foul by Jenner Young. Peters has eight. He's 0 for 1 at the free throw line so far this evening. His first effort right there. 9 points now, Porter Dieters. Porter, one of the seniors on his team. He's 5'10". Eyes it up, flips it skyward right there. 10 points for Dieters. 24-20. And we're now 5 minutes to go. First half, 3-point shot, no. Rebound Jones. Valley Falls, who does score a lot and well from the outside, has hit only 1 3-point shot so far tonight. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane, no good. And the board rebounded back down by Jenner Young. Here come the Dragons. Van Houten, bunny hops, goes in, shot blocked, and they're going to call a foul. The official from out here on the near side says that Hunter Tenbrink collects his second foul. It'll be team foul four for the Vikings. And again, Valley coming to the free throw line. They are 3 of 3 in this quarter. They are 6 of 7 and now 7 of 8 tonight. Van Houten hits the first one. His 8th point of the game. And the second one is way short. Rebound. It's Mission Valley. 25-21, Dragons in front. 4.5 to go in the opening half. Next game coming up, it'll be Maury Hill Mountain Academy, Rossville. Stick with us for that. We had a big Class 2A Sim-State double dip here tonight on Care Radio. Over to the right side, the feed across left, the drive to the wing, the push to the point. Back down the right side of the lane, the shot off the widow and missing. Rebound. Here comes Valley. Line up court with it. It's going to be Kearney. Nearly palmed it over, but apparently no. Hayden able to get that thing under control and comes back out on top to Trenton. 4 minutes to go in the half. Here's Cervantes with the basketball. He'll pick up a clean screen, take it down the right side of the line, hook underneath to Flint. His shot is up and missing, and a rebound is out of bounds. It'll be off the Vikings. Valley Falls is going to rotate Colin Kearney back into the game, and Jenner Young will step out. Jenner picked up a couple of fouls. No points, but had some really good playing time out there for Coach Katzmeyer. Quickly to the right side, the uncontested three. Well off the mark of Valley Falls, struggling from the outside. 3:48 to go in the half. And once again, walking it up the floor is going to be the point guard for Mission Valley. That is Porter Dieters. I've been trying to put my finger on it in the Mission Valley colors. It's Washington Commanders. It is that maroon and gold. Here's a shot off the window in the lane. Good. Davion Jones. It's 24-22. 3:15 to go in the first half. Three-pointer. Van Houten. There it is. Trenton hits his second three of the game. 27-22. Really good, solid, fundamental basketball here tonight. Not that flying up and down, not a lot of transition, but run the offense. Here's a shot going up missing. Box out on defense. Bring the ball up the floor. Set up some screens. Move the ball briskly. This is the kind of game we're having here. Here's a baseline three. No. Tipped out. Going to be saved by Mission Valley. Vikings race down the court. Go into the lane. The 12-footer. Yeah. Peters for two more. 27-24. And the Vikings not giving any ground. Here's another three for the Valley. No. Jones with the rebound. Valley ball is not afraid to launch that ball. 2:20 to go in the first. Driving in. Is that a travel? Going to call a block. Apparently the contact before the travel. The whistle is going to be on Flint Seymour. It'll be his second foul. So for Valley Falls, two fouls each on Jenner Young, Flint Seymour, and Colin Kearney. Valley's going to go to the bench, and for the first time tonight, we're going to get Grayson Coleman in. Grayson is a 6'1" senior for the Dragons. Vikings put the ball in play. It is a 28-25 lead for Valley Falls. The ball way, way wide out to the left side. Out on top, it's batted away. On the steal, down the court, right side, running shot. It's up, it's good. Off the steal, the transition bucket by Hayden. 29-24. Feet in the middle from 12. It misses. Rebound pulled down by the Vikings. They'll swing it over to the left side and rotate it back off on top. Three from the outside. No. Big man with the rebound. Followed. No. Tipped out. Saved by Valley. Dragons into the forecourt. Here comes Trenton. Van Houten, a wild running shot that misses. And a rebound. Dragon, or rather, Viking. The feed to the right side. Shot blocked. Rebound. Valley Falls. With a minute 20 to go in the first half, tempo has picked up in this game. Two teams are kind of loosening up a little bit. We're seeing Valley Falls on a little more of that transition, a little more of that quick shot, a little more of a high-intensity kind of an offense, more like we've used to see for them during the course of this season. Round to the left side is going to be Hayden Kearney. Looks in the middle, wants Colin. Can't get it there. Brings it down to the free throw line. Now the ball's going to be batted away, and 3 second violation on Valley Falls. Again, how about that? How many times this year we had a 3 second violation called? I've probably seen 75, 80 games this year. That might be the second one I've seen this year. 57 seconds to go in the half. Now we've got two officials huddled up on the east end of the gymnasium, and I'm assuming that's the east end. And they are going to make certain that they've got this correct, and they think they do, and I think they're right. It is going to be Mission Valley basketball. In the last minute now of the opening half, 30-25, Valley Falls in front. The winner moves on to Bramlage in the state tournament. Pass comes off top side. Back to the rim at the free throw line. Now taking it down the right side of the lane. Stopping off the block. Shot up off the window. Good again. Boy, Porter Dieter's having a huge game. 20, or rather make it after that free throw, 30-27. 29, 28, 27 seconds to go in the half. Will Valley run all that time off the clock? Paige Carney with it on top. Dragons have the ball up three. And we're going to get a Dragon timeout. Yeah. Coach Gansbauer going to set up that final play of the half. We're taking a break. 15 seconds to go. First half, game one. It is Valley Falls 30, Mission Valley 27.
This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Here we are with 15 seconds to play in the opening half of the first game of the night. And Valley Falls has utilized a timeout. They're going to set up a play, see if they can expand on their three-point lead before intermission. Out there for Valley Falls, you've got Grayson Coleman and Colin Kearney. Out on top, Damian Cervantes, Hayden Kearney, Trent Van Houten. Here we go. 9 seconds back into the forecourt. Off the screen, right side with six. All the way down to the baseline. The feed underneath. The alley-oop is up and good to Colin. And that is halftime. We'll be back to summarize it as the two teams head for the locker room. Halftime of the first game of the night. Your score, Valley Falls 32, Mission Valley 27.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit AmberwellHealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131 in Hiawatha. When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Both teams from game one off in the locker room. Both teams are for game two still coming up. We're out of the court warming up right now. And let's recap how that opening half scoring went. First of all, for Mission Valley, 14 for Porter Dieters. He leads the way. Jones 5 for Chinbrink and Helting with 2. For Valley Falls, 2 guys in double digit scoring. How about Trenton Van Houten with 11 and 10 for Colin Kearney? 6 in the first half for Hayden Kearney. It's a 3-point half for Damian Cervantes and 2 for Flint Seymour. Fouls! Nobody in real trouble with 3, but several players. Colin Kearney, Flint Seymour, Jenner Young for Valley, and Hunter Tindrell for Mission Valley each have 2. So go far. Second half of this game coming up live here on K-Radio, and then it'll be game 2 of the night. Lawsville and Moorhill Mount Academy. That's it. Taking a break. We'll be back with the second half of game 1. But right now, with that intermission score here in Valley Heights, it is Valley Falls 32, Mission Valley 27. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got a playoff halftime.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Did you know you can have your colonoscopy done at Amberwell? Unlike area surgical centers that can have you waiting months, Amberwell Surgical Care offers a streamlined solution that can get you in and out in just weeks. Skip the initial office visit, avoid an unnecessary copay, and get your colonoscopy done in just one in-office appointment. A colonoscopy is an important step to preventing colon cancer. Visit amberwellhealth.org to schedule a consult or call 913-367-6682 in Atchison or 785-742-2131 in Hiawatha.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got high school basketball all across the networks tonight. Right here, of course, coming up, we're going to have the Moorhill Mount Academy game, as they will be playing at about 7:30 or so for the Moorhill versus Rossville game. Right now, we're in the Valley Falls versus Mission Valley game. Over on our sister station, we've got Troy versus Rock Creek playing right now on KNZA. We'll have Osage City versus Royal Valley at about 7:30 on KNZA. On KMZA, we've got Centralia versus Clifton Clyde starting at about 7:30 this evening. And over on our KLZA station, we've got girls basketball, as we've got FCSH versus TBD right now. If they survive, never mind. I don't know for sure if we've got that game right now. It looks like it if they won last Thursday, but I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them. I do want to mention that coming up tomorrow, we will be having, of course, the high school community scoreboard show. That has an 8 p.m. scheduled start tomorrow. Over on CARE right here, we're going to have at about 5 p.m., we're going to have girls substate Donovan West versus Wabunsee tomorrow evening. I'll be back in just a moment.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look around the area, I only have a couple of games to report on right now. We have the Troy Mankato Rock Hills game. The Troy ladies are ahead at the half, 11 to Mankato Rock Hills 6. In boys basketball, of course, we've got this game where you've got Valley Falls leading Mission Valley. It's Valley Falls Dragons 32, Mission Valley 27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 53. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lots of sunshine and dry, Sunday and Monday, low 60s, Sunday, mid-70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently it's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like right now 33 degrees with the winds out of the north. It's 14 miles per hour. Relative humidity 77%, the dew point 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.97 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And as we welcome you back again to the Valley Heights High School Gymnasium, Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and as the ball comes in, the Vikings from Mission Valley put up a quick three, and Connor Helting, the big guy, knocks it down. It is a two-point game, 32-30. Welcome back, everybody. Valley Falls in front by two, and Mission Valley's gotten the ball back and into the forecourt. They'll drive down into the lane, feed over to the right side. The ball falls loose. It's going to be safe underneath for the Vikings. Out on top, the big guy, another three. Can he hit it? Off the window, he does! Back-to-back threes by Connor Helting. This guy did no shooting like that in the first half. And Connor, I don't know what they've got him in the book as. Here comes the turnover by Valley Falls, and Valley Heights is going to throw it away. Connor Helting is listed as 6'1" senior. Connor Helting is an offensive lineman. He is not even a guard. He's too big for that. He's tackled. He's wide. I mean, he is thick from top to bottom, and not the guy you think is going to go out there and start spotting up threes, but he's knocked down a couple of them here already in the second half. He's a good shooter. Here's a lane, the feed underneath, the shot by Flint, got fouled. So Flint Seymour has been fouled, and he'll be coming to the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on Mission Valley's Luke Dudley. For Luke, it'll be foul number two. First foul of the second half by either team, and a free throw is up and in. Flint Seymour. 3 points in the game for Flint, all of them at the free throw line where he is 3 of 3. This one is up, got them all. It's 34-30. 34-33, let me fix that. 34-33. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls with a 1 point lead. And the ball bounced into the middle. It's going to be kicked by Trenton Van Houten. It'll be put in play down to the baseline. And the official's kind of directing a little traffic down there. And, okay, it'll be Viking basketball. It comes into the baseline. Out of top. Big man, another three. Another one! Three threes in the third quarter for Connor Helting. It is 36-34. Vikings up by a pair. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long three for Valley Falls. No, and pulled down on the rebound. Connor, second half, he's having. 14-yard Helton. Here's the three on the other end. No, too bad. Dragons. Valley coming up the floor with the basketball. Tipped it over to the right side. Running off. Valley shot it up. No good. Rebound. Tipped it right clear down. Coming up with the basketball. It's going to be Mission Valley. Here they come. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Game's moving at a rapid clip. Kick bounce over to the right side. Out of the wing. Looking into the middle. Thinking about the long shot. And then Tenbrink won't take it. Gets it back to Luke Dudley, who backs away. Porter teeters with it. Cedar slides over to the right side. They've slowed it down a little bit. Back out on top, the big guy. Goes down the right side of the lane. Head fakes, drops his shoulder. And we're going to get a blocking foul and free throws. Foul is going to be, I think, on Flint. Third foul of the game for Flint Seymour. He is the first player on either team to pick up a third foul. And coming to the line, the guy with a hot hand. That's Connor Helting. Free throw, short. 36-34, Mission Valley in front. One more shot coming up. And short also. Rebound, Jones. And now he will be called for a travel. Davion Jones had come down with a rebound, but the official said that as he came down with it, he kind of hopped on one foot. Back with it. Here comes Valley Falls. 5 minutes to go in the quarter. 36-34, Vikings up front. Looking in the middle, not a lot of room. Hayden Kearney will bring it back to the baseline. Has it knocked out of his hand, picks it up on the dribble. Goes into the lane, pulls up from 12, rattles it home. 8 points, Hayden Kearney. We're tied at 36. 4:40 to go. Skip over to the left side. Driving to the free throw line. Top time with it is going to be Mission Valley. Yeah, look. Porter Dieters backed into the lane. Puts a nice little move on. Sweeping shot is good. Dieters with 16. It is 38-36 Vikings. 3 point shot, Dragons. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Dieters. Here comes Mission. Up the floor. Right side. Backing in. Losing the handle. Picking it back up. The defender falls. And they're going to call a flop. Well, that's the first flop I've seen called this year. Now, that is going to be a warning, okay? Your first flop is a warning. Second flop, you'll get some free throws out of it. And I have not seen that call made. A couple of years ago, they really instituted that, and they were going to try to make a big deal out of it, and they did for the first, I don't know, handful of games or so, and then it kind of went away of the dodo bird, you know? It was just kind of extinct. Well, there was a flop called. And the idea was that they are saying that the Valley Falls player flopped backward in an effort to draw the player control foul. It is going to be Valley at their baseline. 4:04 to go in the third quarter. Mission Valley brings it in. The give and go. The shot up and in. Hendrick has it. And 36. Francis, 4 minutes to go in the third. Little Kevin goes down the baseline, knocked away. Vikings coming up with a stick. They'll race to the other end of the floor. Look away, pounds down the baseline. The kick on top, the big man for other three. That one doesn't fall. And Damien coming up the court. Will drive right, goes in, goes up, hits the bucket, draws the block and foul. Count the bucket for Damien. The foul is going to be on Connor Hilting. It'll be his second. And Damien with a chance at a three-point play. Out of the game is going to come Connor Hilting. The big guys need a little air. And checking in, wearing number 30, or rather 44 tonight. Not 33 like in a program, but 44. That's Samuel Bryan. Free throw. Off the rim once, twice, and in. It danced around a little bit, but it was good. And it's 40-39. 3.5 to go, third quarter. What a game we've had here. Neither team's been able to put together more than a six-point advantage. Vikings drive left side, go to the corner, falling away. He's a block by Flint. Here comes Van Houten. He'll race down the floor. Push it off on top. Cervantes, three. No. Rebound underneath. Davion Jones in Mission Valley. Valley Falls not particularly patient offensively in this third quarter. Here's a feed down to the baseline. The shot is up and misses. Rebound tipped out. Taken away by Hayden. Carney into the forward court. Works in front of the Valley Falls bench. Takes it all the way to the right side. Goes all the way down to the baseline. Double teamed at the corner and got fouled. The defense collapsed around him. An official from the top side says Porter Dieters collects his second foul of the game. It'll be Mission Valley, team foul three of the third. Into the game for Mission Valley. Now we're going to get Bryce Bunger, a 6 foot junior. The feed comes in the middle and on the inbound. And as the shot goes up, they're going to say a foul, but before the shot. So the foul is going to be on Sam Bryan. His second, team foul four. And at 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter, Valley Falls will be at the free throw line for the balance of the third. Inbound, it comes way out, top side, Van Houten. Cross over to the right side, it's going to be stolen. Here comes Mission Valley. Over to the left side, deep in the left corner they go. Shot for three, nope. Rebound out of bounds, Dragon basketball. 40-39, Mission Valley by one. This has been a really, really entertaining game. 2 minutes and 27 to go and rolling along in the third quarter. In the background, you can hear Valley Falls head coach Caleb Gansmeyer giving directions to his team out of the court in front of him. Valley going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Hayden Kearney walks it out toward the top. Gets it up there to Trenton. Van Houten backs in, falling away. Puts a shot up. It's off the rim. One, two, three, four times, and it goes in. Somehow Trenton got that to bounce in. He's got 13, and Valley Falls is back in front, 41-40. Had a minute 50 to go in the third. Vikings go right side. Big guy. Power move to score. Davion Jones with nine. And it's 42-41. Dragons back up court. By one. 3 point Damien. Short. Rebound underneath. It's going to be taken away by Brian. Here comes the Viking. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep, Mission Valley going to take a timeout. Let's do it. A minute 24 to go in the third quarter. What a game we've got. It is Mission Valley 42, Valley Falls 41.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
Oh, Jones at the Decidio, up to the here court sign. We're down to a minute 24 to go in the third quarter of game one of the evening tonight. Here we are, Blue Rapids, Kansas. So, looking at the guys coming out of the court right now for Valley Falls. I've got Flint Seymour out there and Trenton Van Houten, Damian Cervantes, Hayden Kearney, and Colin Kearney. So, right now the starting five back out there for Coach Gatzmeyer. Bishop Valley's going to bring the ball in, playing for the far sideline to go all the way into the backcourt. And then the pass down to the corner is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Hayden. Back it'll come to Mission Valley. A minute 17 to go in the third. The ball way over on the right side. Again, deep into the backcourt, they come on the inbound. That's going to be Hunter Kinbrink. And we got a foul coming up the floor and reaching in and closely defending. That's going to be a foul on Damian Cervantes. It is his second. It is Valley Falls' second here in the third quarter. 75 seconds to go in the third. And again, the ball coming in deep into the backcourt to Kinbrink. And we get a foul off the ball. Under the goal on the other end of the floor, we're going to have an illegal screen set. And the foul is going to be on Bryce Bunger. And that will give the Dragons the ball at midcourt across the way. A minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Going to come in into the forecourt. Van Houten over to Hayden. Hayden Kearney gets it back to Trenton. Swings it left side, Damian. 1 minute. Damian into the lane. Power move. Got fouled. Coming to the line for two. Was not able to get the body squared up enough, particularly with the contact, to get a decent-looking shot off the glass. But does throw the foul. That's a quick second foul, by the way, on Bryce Bunger. Couple of free throws. First one, no. So Damian Cervantes with 6 points. He would look to tie the game with this shot. 1 minute to go in the third. On its way. Spins out, no good. Offensive rebound. Flint Seymour with a putback. 43-42 Dragons. 50 seconds to go in the third. Full court pressure by Valley Falls. And it gets into the forecourt just in the nick of time. Over to the right side, 39 seconds. Into the lane, back on top, squaring up. Going three, no. Rebound, pull down Dragon. Outlet down the floor to Flint, and it's going to be out of his reach. Valley Falls looking for the quick transition to the other end of the floor, but unable to capitalize. And half a minute to go in the third. Vikings are going to be putting it in play once more. Still to the backcourt, 25. The court is batted away and saved, and now stolen and then lost. Going to go back to Mission Valley. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Mission Valley is going to make a trio of substitutions, bringing starters, Dieters back in, and Jones back in, and Helfling back in. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball's going to be put in play. By Mission Valley, down to their offensive end. They trail by one. Looking it in, looking it in. Going to the big guy. He's on the block. Goes in, goes up. Up the window. Got it! Big guy hits a big shot. Brian. Valley Falls has time. Up the court. Across the timeline with 9 seconds. 7 seconds. Way up high. Right side with five. Diving into the lane. Putting up a wild shot that's followed up and missed. And that is the end of the third quarter. We're going to the fourth quarter here in Valley Heights High School. It is Mission Valley, 44, Valley Falls, 43.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Going to the fourth quarter. Class 2A Sub-State Championship game. Winner Blue Rapids, Kansas at the Valley Heights High School. Mission Valley leads Valley Falls 44-43. Welcome back, everyone. Mission Valley being led in scoring by Porter Dieter, 16. And Connor Helting with 11. He got 9 of those on back-to-back-to-back three. For Valley Falls, team for Trenton Van Hassen, team for Colin Curry, Billy Duay. Huge quarter. The winner will go to the state tournament. The loser will cap off a great season. Drive shot right side off the window. It's up and good. Look in front. Van Houten has 15. 45-44. 7:40 left. Pretty high scoring game. We're getting into the 60s here, guys. High school basketball, pretty good number. Here's a driving shot, right side, squares it up nicely. Dieters with 18, and it's 46-45. And Mission Valley goes back in front. Valley Falls baseline left, the pass is going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away. Here come the Vikings, the shot up and good. Now they're looking for a flop, and they're going to get it. I'm going to say Dieters went over to that official and lobbied him for the flop. Now, it is not on the same player as earlier. So that is going to be a technical violation. Now, this is huge. Not only with that bucket, does Mission Valley go up 48-45, so they've got a 3-point lead. But also, this is going to be called a technical. That means not only a couple of free throws, but that also means possession. 7:08 to go in the game. This is a pivotal moment. And coming to the free throw line, for the Vikings, it will be Porter Dieters. Porter, 2 out of 3 tonight. This one is no good. One more shot coming up. Dieters has 20 points already. His second shot, squares it up, throws it in. So it's now 45. And as we mentioned with the technical, it is a possession. And batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's Valley Falls basketball. Tremendous defense over on the far side by the Dragons. And Valley Falls is going to get it right back. 7:07 to go in the game. It comes in play in the backcourt. And here comes Hayden. Valley Falls has spread the four out now. They're going to go sideline to sideline across the base. And they're going to climb it to basketball off top of the key. Now they'll motion it around the left a little bit. Back down to the right. No shot clock, you've got to understand. But none of that matters. Here's a contact. And we're going to get an offensive foul call. Offensive foul by Valley Falls, Damian Cervantes, his third. Back up with the Buckeye Mission Valley. They still lead by 4. 6:40 to play. Plenty of time in this game for both clubs. Dudley swings it over to the left side. Chin Brink looks to the middle. Not a lot of room there. They'll bring it back off on top. Playing off the screen, into the corner. Stepping inside. Dishing it back on top. Quick defense does not allow Dieters to get that 3 away. Here's a shot down to the baseline. They're going to call a travel on Dieters. 6:17 to go. 49-45. Walking up the floor with it is going to be Hayden Carney. Now drive at the baseline, and on the initial move of that drive, a foul on Dieters. I have it for three. It is going to be Mission Valley team foul two. Dragons have one team foul with 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Dragons with the basketball down four. And again, Valley Falls, they're going to be very patient here. Again, we're used to seeing them really transition a little bit more, but this time they're running a very set offense. The feed comes into the lane, falling away. One-handed shot, well off the mark, and a rebound is going to be swept away. Vikings all alone, other end, up and good. Breakaway layup by 10 Brink. And it's 51-45. 5:40 to go. Way up top side with it. Dragons need a bucket this trip in. Back it in. In traffic. Shot is up. Too soft. Rebound. And we have a foul. It's going to be on the Vikings. The whistle is going to be on Mission Valley's Porter Dieters. He will have collected his fourth foul. Dieters is kind of the go-to guy for the Vikings. Runs the club from the point. He's got 21 points in the game. And they look to him on every session, both ends of the floor. And now he's out there with four fouls. Going to have to be very careful. Cervantes with it. Down the court. He has 51-47 as the timeout gets called. Taking a break at 5:06 to play in the first game of the year. It's Mission Valley 51, Valley Falls 47.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
But a day what it's just getting fairly cool. And the temperature in here must be like 147 degrees. It's like roasting hot. And here comes Mr. Valley putting the ball in playing from deep in the backcourt as we're down 5 minutes to go in the ball. Back it's going to come to Dean Bruce. It's going to be Van Houten. Trenton, coast to coast, shoots and gets it. Van Houten. And it's 51-49. 4:27 left in the game. You got to know this one's coming down to the last possession or so, right? There's just no question. You can see that in the opening minutes of the game, and nothing has happened to change that. Mission Valley with it over to the right side. Way up top side is going to be Dieters. Holding the ball high above his head. Guarded top side by Van Houten. Plays off the screen. Goes all the way to the baseline. And we're going to have an illegal screen set. The foul on Davion Jones. It'll be Jones' first foul. It'll be the Vikings' third foul of the fourth quarter. And Valley Falls is going to be putting the ball in play. Trailing by two. Returning to the Mid-Valley lineup is going to be Connor Heatling. Remember him? He's the guy who hit all those third-quarter threes that really turned the game for Mission Valley. Valley Falls coming up the court with a drag right side of the free throw. Ties the game, Hayden. It's 51-51 with 40 to go. Mr. Bell, get on the right side. Ball in front of the Valley ball. All play. Falcons are going to three apiece. 3.5 to go in the inbound. Stepping inside, the shot up.
We're intermittently having problems with the receiving from Tomcats, but we'll remain with them and try to make sure that we can hear him. This is Joseph Kerr. It sounds like Tom might be back.
Fine.
There he is.
I don't know, Joseph, I'm hearing you clearly when I hear you talk there, so we're going to keep going. 3:13 to go. We're showing good phone connection, so we're going to keep rolling along here. We just had a foul call. And it is going to be the first on Dudley for the Bengals. No good. Aiden Kearney has won the first free throw of the game. It is a 53-51 game. This free throw is good. It is now 53-52. Mission Valley with a basketball leading it by one. They'll go the length of the floor and get a. It'll be fouled. So Glenn Seymour is going to foul out of the game with a long way to go. 3:08 left. He'll end the night with 6 points. Coming onto the floor for Coach Gatzmeier, it's going to be 6'1" senior Grayson Coleman. It comes in, it goes up, it gets blocked, offensive rebound. No. Rebound. No. Rebound. Dragon. 3 missed point blank shots for the Vikings in. Valley Falls back up court with a down one. That free throw's coming up for the ball. It's just swing over to the scorers. And at the line, take a lead. So, Colin. Couple of big free throws. He's got 12 points. Here comes Mission Valley. Thompson with it is going to be Tenbrink. They'll do a little motion. Back off on top. Dieters backs in. Loses it. It's on the floor. Dieters tries to pick it up. Does. Able to save it. Starts back in the middle again and backs away. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the game. And we're going to get a Viking timeout. On the floor with 2:21 to go in the game. What a finish coming up. It is Valley Falls 54, Mission Valley 53.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
That was a lucky bounce right there. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the ball game. 54-53. Don't get closer than this. What an exciting finish coming up. The ball coming out of the timeout belongs to Mission Valley. They're going to dribble it out on top. That's going to be Hunter Tenbrink. Hunters kicks it over to the left side. Connor Helting, you know that big guy is just dying to get a good look at the rim. Play. Driving right. Dieters, look away. Underneath. Zone shot blocked. Rebound. Pull down Valley. Outlet up the court. Driving the length. Going in. Up. Rejected. And is it saved? No, it's going to go out of bounds to Valley Hall. Tremendous hustle on the other end of the floor by Mission Valley. And we're down now to a minute 53 to go. They'll be putting it in play at their offensive end, leading it by one. They do not have to shoot the rest of the night. Again, no shot clock in high school basketball. When will Mission Valley foul? How aggressive will the Dragons be? Let's see how it shakes out. Over to the right side is going to be Cervantes. Damien backs away. Dribbles with the left hand, directs a little traffic. Now the defender comes up. He'll dump it into the corner. They'll back away. A minute and a half to go. Valley will hand it off again up top side. And we're going to get a drag at timeout. Coach Gansman to set the course with a minute 23 to go in the game. It'll be Valley Falls basketball week by Dragons 54, Vikings 53.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The 54-53 Barney here at the Valley Heights Mustangs campus, the site of the class 2A substate. If this wasn't enough, we've got another great game coming up here on Kids Radio. It'll be Rossville, Mar Hill Mountain up next right now. Let's see how this one concludes. Dragons putting it in play. Bring up the near center in front of the scorer's table to Colin Kearney. Comes back out on top to Hayden. Hayden gets grabbed, pushed, shoved, and fouled. And that will put Valley Falls on the free throw line as both teams are going to be in the bonus for the rest of the game. 17. Coming to the line, it's going to be Hayden. He's one of two at the line tonight with 13 points. The gym gets a little quiet. The free throw is perfect. Dragons go up two. And it's an offense-defense switch now for Mission Valley and head coach Jordan Heiston. Second free throw. Perfect. Valley Falls goes up 56-53. A minute 14 to go. Vikings with a basketball. They got a score here. Underneath, the shot blocked away, but he gets it plus one anyway. What an effort. 5 points. Hits the shot under duress, draws the, and he has a chance to tie this thing up with a minute 7 to go. The foul on Trenton Van Houten, if you're keeping track, as you should be, of course, that is his first tonight. The free throw is airborne and perfect, and we're tied. Just like you thought we would be. It is 56-56. 1 minute to play. Tom Simon of basketball, Hayden. Garney, little crossover, skip to the right side of the free throw line. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose. It's on the floor. Being scrummed for, jump up. What possession? Possession arrow goes to the Vikings. Mission Valley. We'll have it in with 50 seconds to go. We're tied at 56. It'll be put in play right in front of the Valley Falls bench. All right, Joseph, I got to stand up. Can't even see the floor. Everybody else is standing up. Here we go. Dieters with a basketball, swings it over to the right side. 38 seconds left. Back over to the left side. Dudley out on top. 30 seconds left. Dieters heels in the center circle. He'll come over to the right side. Comes over, dribble. Back out on top. 20 seconds to play. Tied at 56. This is telling Coach Gans trying to get off the floor. He's way out. 14 seconds. 13 seconds. 10 seconds. Tied at 56. They're looking for everything here. Into the lane. The shot by Dieter Snow. Rebound Valley Falls. 1 second. Half court. It's no good. We got a foul. We got a foul in the backcourt with 1.7. You can let the crowd tell you what's happening. In a game tied at 56, Mission Valley got what they wanted. and the ball in the hand of that guy that wanted to take the shot. It was deflected, rebounded down by the Dragons. They try a desperation shot, but before we had a whistle, and we're going to hang on to it right here. We are getting a timeout by Mission Valley. But here's what we're looking at. With 1.7 seconds to play in a game tied at 56-56, the stakes for which can't get much bigger, the winner will move on to the Class 2A state tournament at Bramlage. The loser will conclude what for them has been a fantastic season. Nobody wants it to end now. Starting five out there for Mission Valley. And for Valley Falls, we do have no Flint Seymour. He fouled out. Carson Tillman is out there for him. Colin Trent and eight. And come on, Ernie. So two. Colin Kearney, 5 of 5 at the free throw line. One more shot. 1.7 seconds left. He intentionally misses it. Now, he threw it to the backboard, and it came back to him. So now the officials are going to say, okay, can't do that. So now with 1.7, this is a real coaching strategy. Some people are going to say, I like it. Some people are going to be less comfortable with it. But what Valley Falls have done with 1.7 to go, hit the first free throw. Now they're in lane front, 57 to 56. They intentionally missed the second free throw. And so Valley Falls will have the ball. They will have to go the length of the court, 1.7. And you know what? Basketball seconds are kind of like dog years, man. 1.7 is a lot more time than you might think. You can get a long inbound pass in, square, and shoot with 1.7. Markham Mount Academy and Rossville basketball game coming up next here on K-Radio. Valley Falls will be pressing on the inbound. They're going to have Jenner Young working in front of Hunter Tenbrink. He's going to do the inbounding at the backcourt. You know they want to see Jeters, right? The skip pass comes in. It's three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. It's off the rim. It's off the rim. It does not go in. And Valley Falls is on the final score in game one tonight. Valley Falls 57. Okay, 56. Summarize the score after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their 6-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all 6 rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
We'll be here at Valley Heights High School, where the officials for the sub-state are awarding the trophies, and there is the championship trophy of the sub-state. They presented to the Valley Falls Dragons, and their fans run out of the court, and so much enthusiasm, so much excitement, and what a great moment for Valley Falls and their team and their fans, and their story is not yet finished. Let's take a little recap of how the game that's shaken out here tonight. First of all, for Mission Valley, you just don't get them any better than Porter Jeter's was tonight. 26 points for the Vikings. 11-9 for Connor Helsing. It was a 9-point game. Davion Jones, 8 for 110, and 2 for Sam Bryant. For Valley Falls, all of the scoring came from the starting five, and it was three guys at double digits, led by Trenton Van Houten, 17. Hayden Kearney, 15 and 13 for Colin Kearney. 6 apiece for Flint Seymour and Damian Cervantes. So congratulations to both teams. Valley Falls moves on to the state championship tournament in Bramlage Arena, Manhattan, Kansas next week. Final score tonight in game one. Valley Falls 57, Mission Valley 56. Don't go far. We're just minutes away from game two of the night. It'll be Rossville and Marhill Mount Academy. The winner of that one will also move on to the state tournament. That said, we're going to kick it back to our man Joseph in the World Round, K-Radio Sports Studios. We'll be back here with game two before you know it.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.